You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Jane Lee of MLB.com, who covers the A's. Jane, you know, it looks like a good start for the A's. First of all, before we get to that, let's talk about a logistical switch. If I'm reading it correctly, Coco Crisp is moving from center to left, and Craig Gentry and Sam Full is going to are they going to platoon in center. Can you talk about what's behind that?
Yeah, there are a lot of things that went into the decision. You know, the main one being that the A's really want to keep Coco Crisp healthy. They haven't been able to do that really in any 1 year he's been with them. And last year was particularly a struggle for him. You know, he crashed into the center field wall in May and was just never the same. He suffered a neck strain that day, and it just never went away. And you know, with him, you can't really ever get him fully healthy unless he's resting. And there was just, you know, no good time to rest him for the time that he needed. I mean, he needed extended time to rest this thing. And his style of play when he's out there, you know, he can't dial it back some because it's just who he is. You know, there's no middle ground. There's an on switch and there's an off switch. And when he's out there, I mean, he is, you know, it's that all-out style of play. And so, you know, in center field especially, you're going to be maybe crashing into more walls. You're taking more routes. You're covering more ground. So they feel like left field may be better suited for him. And it wasn't just that. It was, you know, looking and projecting using their system that they have in place, looking at the projections of him as, you know, a center fielder versus maybe being in left. They saw him maybe, you know, getting back on track and performing better if in left field. And this wasn't a decision that he was necessarily thrilled about. He expressed appreciation for their concern about him and, you know, their desire to keep him healthy. But, you know, there's pride involved in this. He still considers himself one of the best center fielders in the game. And so to have to move to left field, you know, it's not something that he's really happy with. He's, you know, on board to help with whatever helps the team. And so he feels like, okay, they're saying this will help the team, I'll do it. But at the same time, you know, he doesn't feel like he's lost a step, and he does consider himself one of the better defensive center fielders in baseball.
Yeah, I reading the quotes in the story that you wrote, he wanted to say what he was expected to say, but it's a tough one for him, huh?
It is. And you know what? I think everyone really appreciated his honesty, because he could have just come out and said, you know, all the political correct things. But, you know, he did. He really was sincere when he said, you know what? I get it. I get their intentions. You know, they really want to keep me healthy, and they feel like this is a way to do so. But I mean, he was very open about the fact that this is not something he's really happy about. And he even presented, you know, a list of cons to them. You know, this wasn't like they brought him into the office and said, this is what you're going to do. Now, I don't think he had much choice in the matter, but there was definitely a conversation, at least, between the two sides. And, you know, they both sides heard each other out, and I think there's an understanding that this could be what's best for everyone involved. And, you know, they said, we'll see how it goes. Back in 2012, he was asked to move to left field to accommodate Cespedes. You know, when Cespedes came in, and, I mean, center field was his natural position, and you bring someone in from Cuba, you want to make them feel as comfortable as possible, and that's what they were trying to do. And Coco understood then, tried it out, and it just wasn't a good fit. More so because they felt like Cespedes was a little more athletic and could handle the transition to left field. And so that's what ended up happening. But Coco is pretty stern this time around, saying, you know, I don't want to be going back and forth. If I'm going to play left field, I'm going to play left field. If I'm going to play center field, I'll play center. But I don't want to be switching back and forth unless, you know, an injury came up and the team needed him there. But this is a situation where if he's going to play left field, he is going to exclusively be there every day.
Now, Jane, Craig Gentry, I've seen a lot of him. He is a very good defensive center fielder. Sam Full, how good is he in center?
Oh, he's excellent. I mean, they're very similar players, in regards of covering ground and just sheer intensity, a lot like Coco. I mean, Coco is really fun to watch, and I would put Fold and Gentry in those same categories. And Fold and Gentry both have excellent arms, and that's another thing. I think anyone in the game who's familiar with Coco knows he doesn't have the best arm. That's just not one of his strengths. He does many things well, but his arm, has lacked. And that's one thing Fold and Gentry can bring to them at center.
Now, one of the people Billy Bean was excited about acquiring was Marcus Semien, a young guy, I guess they're going to play shortstop. And, I mean, he's off to a pretty good start. And I understand it's the first step of a 1,000-mile journey, but he has opened eyes in a positive way right here at the start, huh?
Oh, yeah. And, it is just, it's the first few days, and you can't put too much stock into what anyone does in spring training, whether it's the first day or last day. But I think this is a big deal for him. This is a guy, I think he knows the expectations that are being placed on him. To be the everyday guy at shortstop, the guy that really made the Jeff Samardzija deal happen. And even though the club is, pretty careful to say, we don't want him going out there with too much pressure, I think he knows the situation. And it's kind of been remarkable to see just how at ease and comfortable he's been at the plate these first few games. And, I mean, everyone's just pretty in awe of what he's doing. And, especially, at this point, hitters are kind of trying to catch up. And the way he's just so easily seeing the ball. And, this is a kid that just looks like he knows what he's doing in there, knows what he's looking for, a really good contact guy. And you kind of, think when you watch him, you think, this is something special. This is someone who, maybe this isn't just a little fluke here, but an actually really impressive hitter who could do big things for them this year.
So one of the relievers the A's have at camp is a guy named Pat Vendite. Am I saying his name correctly, Pat Vendite?
It's actually Vendetti, despite
Vendetti,
what it looks
okay.
like.
Okay. And he throws the ball left-handed. Right-handed. I want to ask you two questions. You can just make it one answer. What was it like to watch a guy throw with both hands in a game? And does he have a legitimate shot to make the club as the ultimate specialist?
It's probably the craziest thing I've ever seen. I think everyone that watches him agrees. I mean, you watch him warm up with one hand and then, switch. He has an ambidextrous glove, so he just switches gloves to the other hand and starts throwing with the other hand. And here's, everyone has a stronger hand and can barely do much with the other hand. And this guy can, throw the same pitches with both hands and with equal efficiency, and effectiveness. This isn't a gimmick. I think a lot of people, when they hear about it, they're like, oh, well, that's really neat. That's really cool. But surely he has to be better with one arm than the other. And it's just not the case. I mean, he's a natural right-hander. And when he was 3 years old, his dad thought, let's have him start throwing left-handed too. And you figure, man, that's a smart dad. Why don't more dads do that? And maybe they will after seeing this guy pitch. But even, a few years ago, he had a right shoulder injury and was thinking about going forward just exclusively as a left-hander, which is remarkable when you think about the fact that he's a natural right-hander and has strengthened the left arm so much that he was thinking about just pitching with that arm. It's really amazing, and you actually look at his minor league numbers with the Yankees, and you wonder, how'd this guy never get a chance? And I think he might get it with the A's. It's a long shot for him to make the team out of camp, but, I would look for him, how many pitchers teams go through over the course of the season. I really would not be surprised, if they tried him out at some point, just because he seems to be, he just, he's able to get out. He doesn't have overpowering stuff from either side, but he's pretty crafty and consistently finds ways to get out.
Well, you got a lot going on in your early part of A's camp. Thanks for everything, and look forward to reading the rest of your covers the rest of the weekend. Thank you, Jane.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.